The annual Crittenden County Lions Club Fair kicks off Tuesday, July 21st with the Miss Preteen, Teen, and Miss Crittenden County pageants at Foes Hall. There are separate categories for Crittenden County residents and other residents of Kentucky. Admission is $10 for ages 16 and up, $5 for ages 6 through 15, and 5 and under are admitted free. Watch for additional information in the Crittenden Press and online about other events July 25th through August 1st. The Crittenden County Lions Club is a charitable organization that supports many causes, including eyeglasses for those who need them. The Crittenden County Fair is one way the Lions Club gives back to the community by providing family-friendly events.
A good Thursday morning. Welcome to the program. And as a program reminder, stay tuned for more information about the upcoming Crittenden County Fair, which will be held in late July and early August. We're going to get into a bit of news here to begin the program this morning, but then we're going to visit with Crittenden County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb, and he's going to catch us up on some matters regarding local transportation, roads, ferry, and a number of other things. So first of all, I have been in contact with the folks who run WMJL Radio, and I'm told that it has been operating at reduced power for the past few weeks following a maintenance issue that may have been caused by a lightning strike. That, according to station manager Jason Crockett, the signal remains clear and strong in Marion, but listeners in outlying areas may be experiencing reception issues. Crockett says that work continues to repair the transmitter. Now, if you're a pickleball enthusiast, there will be a tournament at Marion Crittenden County Park to benefit the local HOSA program out at the high school. This event is planned for Saturday, August 15th. Registration is $20 a person or $40 a team. All proceeds will go directly to the student organization. Participants must register by August 8th. To sign up, check the Crittenden Press, and you can catch this phone number. But if you have a pencil handy, call Macy Bell Hardesty at 270-704-9413. HOSA is short for Health Occupations Students of America. It's an organization designed to support and inspire new generation of healthcare professionals. Also on the sporting front, the Quarterback Club's annual golf tournament, named in honor of the late Pippi Harden and the late Ronnie Myers, will be held August 12th. That's on a Wednesday at Marion Country Club. That's a four-person golf scramble. Cost is $300 a team. Call or text Derek Myers at 270-704-1225. Coming up in front of that will be a ladies' tournament, the Flamingo Classic. This is a two-woman golf scramble, Wednesday, July 29th. It's an 18-hole flighted tournament. It begins with a shotgun start at 8:30 a.m. Entry fee is $40 for club members and $50 for non-members, or $65 for play and a cart. Carts are available on a limited basis, so you need to get your reservation in if you want that. There'll be a meal served after play with door prizes and a proximity hole contest. To register, please do so by July 27th. By texting or calling Melissa Tabor at 270-704-0600 or Allison Evans at 270-704-0447.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Crittenden County High School has a new cheerleading coach. She has been hired to take over the high school cheerleading program, which not only includes the sideline cheering, but also competition. And this individual, Katie Reed, comes to Crittenden County from Trigg County. She has 20 years experience in coaching all-star high school and collegiate teams in competitive and sideline cheering. She most recently coached at Trigg County, where she rebuilt that program and led the all-girl team to a KHSAA regional championship in 2025 and a state tournament appearance earlier this year. She is a native of Hopkinsville, but currently lives in Cadiz. All you football fans, mark your calendars, because there will be a couple of preseason scrimmages coming up just in a few short weeks. The Rockets open their preseason slate at Ballard Memorial on August 7th. That's Friday night. And then the following Friday, on August 14th, the Rocket football team will be in action against Madisonville here at Crittenden County High School's Rocket Stadium. That will be the final scrimmage of the year. And then the following Friday, the Rockets on August 21st will open their season at home against Marshall County.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner. 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
Well, a couple other news nuggets before we move into our interview with County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb. Cedar Grove Road down in Livingston County is closed through traffic near the intersection of Parker Road. There is a cross drain that's being repaired, and it looks like that road will be closed there at the site for the rest of the week. Also, Livingston County has its fair going on this week, and it will close out with the Demolition Derby on Saturday night. So see your Crittenden Press newspaper for all the details of what's going on down there this week with the fair. Okay, we're going to take another short break, then we'll be right back with Judge Newcomb.
Since 1925, one name has stood strong in the lumber business: Wyatt Bell and Company. From Western SPF, Southern Yellow Pine, Plywood, and OSB, lumber yards across the region trust Wyatt Bell for quality materials, reliable supply, and old-fashioned service that still matters today. Family-owned, industry-trusted, over a century of experience behind every load. Wyatt Bell and Company, your wholesale lumber partner, proudly based in Paducah, Kentucky.
Well, I have with me this morning Crittenden County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb. We're going to catch up on a lot of things with the judge. Let's just start with the ferry. Any progress on that front?
Yeah, Chris. And first, thank you for doing this. I think it's very important. Get a lot of good feedback, so I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. With respect to the ferry, I guess the best news is that not everyone has completely shut down with respect to communication. Mm-hmm. I did receive a request to ask the ferry owners about some clarifications on some of his line item information that he submitted with respect to his budget summary for the next 2 years. And so I have submitted an email to them last night. They're going to look at it. I don't know that they can boil it down in any more detail than what they've already submitted it. And I talked to them about that. I said, you know, it may be exactly what you say it is, and you can't do anything else to explain what that particular line item may or may not be overall. And if that's the case, just say so, and we'll let them know that. But I just, as I said in the very beginning, as far apart as both sides were on the funding for this next two-year period, I felt like it was going to be a long process. Legislators seemed to be interested in trying to adjust the appropriation. The problem is legislators aren't back in session until January. And even if they do approve something in this short session, it wouldn't be available until next July of next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're almost tied to the fact that it's going to be up to transportation to try to negotiate something equitable for both parties. Until legislators can get in and try to do something.
Could the governor's office not step in and direct this?
I think the governor's office could. And I had been having conversations with the governor's chief of staff for the past several weeks.
He just resigned
last Rocky Friday.
Rocky Adkins. Maybe Rocky will run for governor.
I feel like Rocky will run for governor. Mm-hmm. He ran last time in the primary. Mm-hmm. When Governor Beshear beat him in the primary, I feel like that's probably in his future. I would not be surprised by that at all. And Rocky's a good resource. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's from rural Kentucky as well. He understands rural Kentucky problems and needs. So we'll see kind of how things progress, but unfortunately kind of lost that primary contact with the governor's staff.
Now that he's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure they will have a replacement pretty soon. Maybe we can...
They've already actually announced the replacement. It's Ray Perry, and I don't know who Ray Perry is. Yeah. Apparently he was the deputy chief of staff that worked under Rocky. So I will make a point to get to know him as quickly as possible. Probably have seen him and just didn't realize it in meetings that we've had in the governor's office.
The ferry was closed for a year. It seems like it was closer to 18 months back in 93, 94. When it shut down and right before Lonnie Lewis took over the operation of the ferry. So it is survivable, but we certainly know that this is an economic driver that hurts this community, and it hurts the Southern Illinois community as well.
Sure, absolutely. And not only us. I mean, I start hearing from Livingston County or Caldwell or some of the other surrounding counties once they get across the river. I mean, people travel much further than Crittenden County when they come across out of Southern Illinois.
Still the best way that the citizenry can help is to call the Department of Transportation or the governor's office.
Definitely, yeah. And that legislative hotline. I spoke with Representative Gooch the end of last week, and he informed me that they've received several comments and calls and messages from that legislative hotline number. So I think main thing is don't let it fall off the radar. Don't think, well, I called, I did my part. Just keep calling and keep calling and keep calling. Because if you don't, then it's going to be forgotten. They'll feel like the issue resolved itself without their input or their influence, and they'll drive on to the next problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I wrote in my column last week, we know that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and we've got to keep squeaking.
That's right.
In fact, start squalling and humming.
Yes, you know? Definitely. And any opportunity you may have to be in the presence of a legislator, and it doesn't matter whether it's ours or anyone else's, just be sure and bring the point up, just so they're aware of the ferry issue and the concern and the importance of it for our region.
Well, let's stay on transportation, but jump over to roads. And I know this weather, it seems like the past, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years, we've been getting these deluges, and just really creates a problem on our county roads. Catch us up on where you're at.
Yeah, and obviously last week was no different. And I had declared a state of emergency for the initial rain and wind effects from last Monday, I guess, Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I've lost track now, mm-hmm. Chris. There's been so many. And then yesterday we were in a meeting and someone asked if I was going to declare for the storms that came through this weekend. And I said, well, I've already declared. And to me, this has been one event. It's mm-hmm. just been back to back to back to back. You may get a day or a half a day break, and then here we go again. So I'm not real sure how that's going to be distinguished, but I know the damages to our roads have been tremendous. Mm-hmm. We've had I can't even count how many trees we've had go down in roads, and some of them are massive. I mean, one tree we had on Black Ford Church Road, it took 2 days to clean it up. I would say it was probably 6 to 8 foot through, mm-hmm. Just a huge tree. Had a tree go down on Nunswich over the weekend, this weekend. The tree wasn't that big, but when it came down, it brought four more with it. So we had a tangled mess there, and it took nearly an entire day to get mm-hmm. that cleaned up.
And of course, this type of work takes your road crew, which is shorthanded, as we know anyway, mm-hmm. which I've written about before in the paper, but it takes them away from the things they typically do this time of year, patching, mowing.
Sure.
So you get behind.
Absolutely. It's way easier to stay behind than it is to ever get ahead with this type of an event. And the fact that you're funding the funding to our road department was cut mm-hmm. tremendously in February, which it's had a tremendous impact on our ability to do what we really need to be doing to maintain our roads. And, mm-hmm. $224,000 cut from what you were expecting, you just can't make that up very quickly. July is when we ordinarily would see our year-end settlement. But I'm not sure we're going to get a year-end settlement from last year. We still don't.
From the state?
From the state, yeah, from our road aid, right, yeah. The sharing, funding share program. But, as we move into 27, they've still not made counties aware of our flex funding availability. We don't even know what money we're going to have for paving. And mm-hmm. paving season's going to be over with, it looks like, before we receive that information. Mm. So it's a mess across the board right now on many levels. And I know legislators don't want to hear counties talk about the issue that we're having with it, but it clearly falls on the state. I mean, that's where our revenue comes from. Mm-hmm. And when they don't know what we're going to be receiving or when, you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And you can't really plan for the long term.
Just for our listeners' sake of understanding that the funds that take care of our roads, how much of that comes from the state and how much comes from local taxes?
Ordinarily and traditionally 100% comes from the state. Recently, because of the state cuts, we've had to put in some local tax dollars to the road department to help supplement the cut state funds. The problem is we've also had other issues, as everyone is fully aware of mm-hmm. and has been well documented, that has also required local tax dollars to provide additional support. And so I've been forewarning everybody for a while that the infrastructure system across the entire state, not just our county, mm-hmm. is going to continue to deteriorate and decline if changes aren't made. And so far, there's been no inclination or appetite at the state level to make those changes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't go unnoticed that our transportation infrastructure across the state is deteriorating. You can drive down the West Kentucky Parkway and see that. There are some improvements being made there, but all over the county, and not just this county, neighboring counties as well. I drive a pretty big swath at times, and this is a pervasive problem. So I hope that clears up. Well, Judge, I appreciate you being on this morning and taking your time. We'll catch up with you again pretty soon. Thank you.
Sure, absolutely. Anytime, you know that.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We'll catch up again first of next week.